You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Good morning, everybody. And it's an early, early 4:20 in the morning. But I'm super psyched to be here today because, you know, when the days I have different guests, it's always a different feeling when I get up in the morning. But this morning, I feel like super blessed because whenever I have good oil and good nugs to smoke in the morning with Waking and Baking with my guys, my new guests that are on today, and one of them isn't that new, my buddy from Nectar Sector, some of the best concentrates from around the world, and his buddy he brought in came all the way from London, from the United Kingdom, one of the original creators of the cheese. Hell yeah. What's up, guys? How you doing today?
Hey. How you doing?
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Very blessed.
Yeah, man. Nice weather. How's the weather? Actually, did you come from London specifically, or what's your roundabout path of things when you came?
I've been living the past 7 years on a little island called Ibiza.
Oh, Ibiza.
Yeah,
Shout out to all my people in Ibiza. Now, Ibiza, for a lot of you millennials and people getting in their cars, heading to work and stuff today, you're like, Ibiza? Where's Ibiza? Well, Ibiza is Spain, right? Or near Spain?
Yeah, it's a little island off the coast of Spain.
And it's considered one of the biggest party epicenters of outside of the U.S.,
let's say.
You know what I mean? Constant dancing, awesome DJs, lots of parties, a ton of parties.
What I love about Ibiza the most is it's an island where basically the whole cream of Europe, like the people, all the best people who go clubbing, you know, in each and every country in Europe, they all make their way over in the summer to Ibiza, and it's one huge international party.
Now, is it like it all year round? Is it always warm there?
It's pretty much like Cali weather.
Okay.
But the season actually opens in like June, May, June.
So May, June is when it starts popping.
But
are people, can you still like swim in the water in like March or whatever?
You can still wake up in the morning, do a little bit of yoga and you know, straight onto the beach. You know,
now, how are the bud laws? Spain is pretty liberal, right?
Yeah, Spain has been really, really liberal with the laws at the moment. And what they've started to do is allow sort of cannabis social clubs to prosper,
and so that's a big thing. It's decriminalized in Spain,
right?
Yeah,
it's decriminalized, but what the classification it comes under is like a private members club.
Okay.
So you can have the license so you can consume on property.
Yeah, so like you pay like a membership fee and then people could go in there, hang out
And smoke. And
now do they get to buy the bud there, or they buy it somewhere else and then they come into, or they like get it as a patient? How does that work?
You can buy the bud, but like some places you have to sort of prepay your membership card.
Okay.
And so you have to pay the money into your card.
Okay.
And then go over to the sort of weed counter and purchase away.
Now, is when you're in the social club part, like where you can hang out and smoke, is it, are you allowed to have alcohol?
Fortunately, it's one of the few places in Europe now where you can actually go in, smoke, and drink as well.
That's a huge thing, because most of the places you can't mix alcohol in a weed club.
Yeah. But, you know, some people like the combination, some people don't, but it's useful.
The thing is that I don't think people realize that the one thing about cannabis is that when you do smoke cannabis, that if you drink alcohol, it's almost like a catalyst. You can get more fucked up than if you just drank alcohol, right?
Yeah, it's some people can take it. Some people are like purists, but
I get you.
It's a good combo, and then
and you
especially
got
with places like Barcelona as well.
And
you know, what more places could you go smoke, then afterwards have like a beer and then afterwards go for a walk on the beach.
And how's the food situation?
Excellent. Spain is great, man. Great tapas. Really, they're really into their sort of natural living and like, you know, just good quality products. Nothing too processed, but you know, it's.
And how's the munchy food? Are we talking? Are we talking just a little like in those places? Do they fucking kill it with the snacks? Is there like actually good food and shit or what?
Yeah, there's some real power foods and some super.
Or is it
foods.
More like munchy, or is it actually like? Could you have a meal? Could you have like something decent, like a fucking burger and some fries and shit, or
you
what?
You can have like
There's more of a variety in Ibiza. Versus like Barcelona. In Barcelona, it's more culture and traditional. In Ibiza, there's so much more tourists and everything because like that. So they have a blend of everything for everybody.
Because the special thing about Ibiza is from literally you could be like a free living hippie all the way up to like a super rich, like 200 meter yacht. You know, the son of Sultan of Brunei.
Yeah, of course. So
there's so many different levels of food and things. But like, yeah, you can indulge.
You can indulge like crazy.
Yeah, it's whatever you want.
I mean, that's what I pretty much heard about Ibiza.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the place to, it's almost like crazier than Vegas in a way.
And then also as well, as I said, you're seeing the cream of everything. So imagine you going to your local club. And you see, like normally in a normal club night, you'll see at least 10, 15 chicks.
Sure.
Who are like, oh my God, you can't take your eyes off her.
Okay.
And then afterwards, this is what Ibiza's like, but Ibiza's the same, but with every single club. In Europe, they, you know, those 10, 15 girls, the hot ones, they all come to Ibiza in the summer.
Absolutely. You know, so, okay. So you get a whole crew of that, and then you guys brought, because Nectar is my man. He like brings me all kinds of treats. He brought all these wonderful oils that we have here today, and then we have a bunch of head stash shit he brought here that's like fucking fire. Yeah. And before we get to this, I always ask, and this is a great thing to ask you, my man, is on the Wake and Bake show. What we do is we always, because we're a radio station, we say, what is it that you wake and bake to in the morning? So if I asked you to throw on a song or a tune for background, what would you pick?
Ooh, that was a hard question, man. But it's like my girlfriend, she asked me as well, what's your favorite song? And for me, I've listened to music all my life, so I have many, many favorite songs.
But one that you, if you got up in the morning, you wanted to light one up and wake and bake too. What would be your wake and bake song?
I would guess Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Something from maybe the Chili Peppers, Californication.
All right, so since we're in Cali and since you're visiting wonderful California, I say hell yeah. Shout out to the Chili Peppers who do their things.
Yeah, definitely.
And get a little Californication going on here while we wake and bake.
Milo's actually good friends with them and got
I was introduced to the guys from the Chili Peppers from another good friend of mine, Woody Harrelson.
Sure.
And they basically used just before the Stadium Arcadium tour.
Okay.
And I got a phone call from Woody saying to me, oh, you know, the guys are in London, they're doing a tour of the UK, and they need you to hook them up. And, you know, over the years, because I worked for.
So you're the man because of the cheese, because he had a very. So let's just get into that a little bit. You created a very famous strain, or was part of the original creations in Europe and London. Of the cheese strain.
Yeah.
And you're known to. Were you always known as a grower or someone that acquired good bud?
I was always known as a grower around my area.
Okay.
But, I'll tell you the story of the cheese. The cheese was roughly around 1989, 1990.
Okay.
And what it was believed to be at the time was like an original skunk one. You know, the days.
Skunk is my all-time favorite, especially Skunk number 5.
Skunk number 5, yeah. There's a whole, like, joint. During that heyday, there were like millions of skunk seeds, so there were so many different phenos going out and things.
And for those that don't know, the skunk weed, okay, because there's a lot of buds that are out there that people crossbreed. A lot of people don't use skunk as much because everybody's all into the kush these days. So you see a lot of OG type genetics. But the skunk itself, man, was a very powerful, very strong plant that could really make it through lots of weathering conditions, don't you think? And like thick fucking nugs, big, nice, you know, dense, huge, you know?
The skunk, when it first came out originally, was a weed revolution.
And it reeked. You smelt it fucking everywhere.
Yeah, and from that came a lot of things. Things like Silver Pearl, Northern Lights.
Yeah, Northern Lights.
Orange Bird,
yep.
Cali Orange. Like, it had so many different children.
Yeah, I remember the Calio. Now, do you think the Calio is what people now call the Tangy?
You know what? Actually, going on to the Calio, I've actually got a clone of the Calio in our library in Spain. But the guys who keep this are the original Flying Dutchman Company, which is the people of the Cannabis College.
Yeah, shout out to the Dutchman. Yeah, old school motherfuckers. Dutchman.
Yeah, Eddie and Pete.
And then what are we smoking on, bro? We got the peanut butter and jelly I just tried. This shit was crazy.
Oh, this is a breakfast one. Yeah,
peanut butter and jelly. I love that shit. That's
have that
good.
On French toast.
It seems like it's like a purple. Is it like a Urkel cross with something or what kind of what's in the PB and J?
I believe it's some sort of a cookies or something like that.
Oh, a cookies. Yeah, okay, so a cookie type
mixed
cross.
Mixed with a do-si-do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, do-si-do. I get it. I kind of get why they called it that. That's pretty funny.
And then that right there is some fine piece of chocolate right
there.
Yeah,
this is one of my favorite things is bubble hash, and I'm a connoisseur of
This is actually market hash.
So this the best stuff is water extracted, and then with ice, and then the finer screens, you know, that you use to do this, and it's got to be dank fucking weed.
This one
a
Charis?
Yeah, it's a handmade market.
Oh man, it's been a long time since I've seen this. The smell of the darkness, like now in Cali, I used to do this up in the hills and shit. We used to do bubble hash with the bubble bags, and shout out to the guys that did the bubble bags.
Yeah,
and we used to fucking sit there and just do it. And there's a method to the bags. That's the thing. Like, there was almost competitions they'd have that when you'd pull the bag out, you would juggle the bag up and down to try to get it into a ball. You know what I'm talking about? A big ball before you grabbed it with your hand and shit, tried to scoop it out. And people are probably listening in the car and saying, what the fuck are these guys talking about?
No, it's
skills. For all these laymen who are like, what are they talking about? Bubble bags and hash and water and ice and stuff. Well, let's break it down a little bit. Okay, so marijuana, cannabis, it's the molecules on the bud that actually gets you high. Okay, it's not the leaf. It's the crystals that are forming that's on there. So when you take and make proper hash water hash or what they talk about, what happens is the molecule doesn't blend with water, okay?
Yeah, it separates.
It separates it. So, you know, that means that if you take marijuana and you put it in a fucking bucket filled with water and ice, if you keep stirring it, it's going to actually get so cold that it's going to make the molecules pop off the leaf and then float in the water, right?
Yeah.
And then it's a method of using these bags and screens. And then these bags and screens, they sift to get what you have here is this unbelievable bubble hash. And then burns in bubbles. That's what it is. If it's really good quality and you get a piece of hash and you smoke it, if you just kind of light the lighter above it and kind of wave the lighter above it, you'll actually see it start bubbling up. And that was why they called it bubble hash. For all you guys out there who want to know, or maybe go into a dispensary and are like wondering what that shit is, you know, that's the true test for sure. If it don't bubble and doesn't melt up, then it's not the good shit.
As the words of a bubble man, if it doesn't bubble, it's not worth the trouble.
Yep, if it don't bubble, it ain't worth the trouble. Right there, that's it, right there.
Yeah, but this piece of hash as well, it's pretty rare to see over here in America.
We do this. I mean, in Cali, we do that. Yeah, same they're making process. A hash. Yeah. There's. But yeah, give a shout out, but
because
never.
These are made
from Morocco to Ibiza to Cali.
Yeah, I love it. That's why I'm fucking super excited and impressed and happy that you brought this for the Wake Invasion for sure.
But like literally came from like Muslim countries.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's why they call it Charis.
Yeah, Charis is like it's real Taliban shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to try that right now.
Yeah, but like going back to the Chili Peppers, it was back in a time when John Frusciante was still the guitar player.
Okay.
And like, you know, Chili Peppers, those guys are like 55, 60-year-old guys.
Yeah,
now,
no.
And they're still rocking it.
But, oh, like motherfuckers.
Yeah, but like the modern rockers. They're very clean living. They have their own personal assistants, you know, specialist diets.
Sure.
So
these guys didn't have that back then.
Yeah, no.
You're just a motherfucking rock star.
Yeah, rock star. Yeah.
You're not an insurance policy for the music industry.
So now it's all longevity. So they didn't really smoke too much, but when they did want to smoke, that's what they wanted to smoke. They wanted to smoke to Charash.
Yeah, they call it Charas.
Charas.
That's fucking cool. And then we got all kinds of great oil. We have, so we had the peanut butter and jelly. And then what is this other one we have? Oh, look at this. Oh, he hands me this wand of, that sour one smells, lemon. That's a sour lemon.
Try
the
that
sour
one.
Lemon. The sour lemons just sounds very yummy, doesn't it? Wow. Is that a sativa?
Sativa dominant hybrid.
Yeah, you could taste the sativa. If you start really like understanding the true flavor of the sativa plant, and especially that lemon was shouting out. That was like screaming lemon. Yeah, that one's kind of a little loosely on. We had a glass piece break. So we had to bust this one out so we could use it.
Breakage in the house.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You know what? That's the problem, man. It's like you got to know, like, even if you bring these expensive pieces, you can't get upset.
They all can break.
You can't get upset because somebody's going to fucking break it.
I remember being at a cannabis cup, and like, is that the end of the cannabis cup? So I went over to Hitman, you know, Dougie?
Yeah, I know Dougie. So which cup, here in LA or what?
No,
what,
back in Amsterdam.
Oh, back in, okay, cool.
And it was at the time where Dougie started making the, have you seen like the all-in-one gas burner? The
torch.
So you see right up there?
Oh, yeah.
That's the very first one Doug ever made.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
With Sovereignty.
Yeah, Sovereignty.
Yeah, that's and they didn't like each other, so it was the only piece they ever made together. But that was the very one of the very first inline torch tubes made.
And like, I can remember spending like big money on it.
It's worth 10 times that amount. Ten times.
Well, if it was real, but it's exploded. Yeah, it exploded on me.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, he at the time when I purchased it, he did explain to me about, like,
you gotta be careful when you load it in one. Yeah, you had to load it in one and you had to let the air on the other side.
Exactly.
I remember. Yeah, no, he told me with that one of mine too. Is that fucking funny?
Yeah,
go up there, go grab it. You can take it up there, show him. Because very few people, it's so funny how life is. Here's a motherfucker that came from London and brings up a piece that's been sitting here for years, and very few people noticed it or knew what it was. But here's this situation right here where, bring that motherfucker down.
That's the,
that's the original.
See, that's it.
The one on each side right there.
This release valve.
Yeah, you got a release on the one side, put on the other. Let's throw that bad boy up and let's take some pictures of this little fucking crowd of glass that we're going to put up and make sure that we have you guys check it out on Purple Haze Radio. and On Dash Radio, and then check our Facebook
and
Live.
What actually happened? Because I didn't release the pressure out of it.
It created something that exploded. Yeah, you got to be careful. Because, well, we got to understand, back then, he's working with a technology that no one ever tried to do.
Yeah.
Make it super expensive and convenient for you to like load your thing into
to light it up.
But a lot of people never did it again.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? Because it was fucking unsafe. But it is one of the pimpest features you could ever have done.
So basically, for all the hardcore listeners out there.
All the hardcore listeners out there.
We want to know here at Purple Properties. We want to know who had one of these Hitman pipes and who had an exploded one.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that many people. You know what I'm saying?
It's just me.
It might have been a few. I'm definitely gonna definitely be able to jest on that one.
And the most difficult thing is when you're actually purchasing it. Yeah, you, the desire's there, but afterwards he explains to you. But by the time he's explaining it to you, you're already half baked anyway.
You're already half baked.
You know, so like.
You ain't gonna remember the instructions. Because first he says, first you gotta test it out. He's gotta show you how it works.
Shows you,
And you know, to make sure you don't fuck it up. Especially because back then it was like, back then they were like $5,000, $10,000. And you're talking about a decade ago, right? Definitely been a decade.
He's one of the top guys, man.
As far as when he created oil functional pieces, and then shout out to him, but he did kind of like got more into a different style of glass these days. He's getting into more geometric stuff, and then he's got the coffee shop that he has. It's
a private
club. Oh yeah, go check it out for sure. Yeah. And then also he's got the Chalice Festival. Shout out to that. It's coming out. You know, that'll be out in the summer and stuff. Yeah. So there's always great events in Cali, which is cool. Chalice. But let me ask you something. In Ibiza, it's more liberal, but because you originated from London and you know, had the strains and all these great strains and stuff, what is it like in London? Like, do you have a fear of like being having cannabis? I mean, is Spain way more liberal than London? I mean, what's the deal?
Spain is a hell of a lot more liberal.
A hell of a lot more. Yeah, like a lot more, huh?
Yeah, England is like one of. I suppose it's more or less like one of the illegal states here in America. Where it's
would
not
you say
allowed.
It's like the closest to Cali, I guess?
Spain is more close to Cali, but like.
For weed.
But in England, it's mostly just groups, small groups of people.
Tiny groups.
Yeah.
Is it medical or is it just all underground?
It's all underground.
All underground,
And literally in the last sort of year. 2 years, they've started to sort of open up these private members clubs.
Are they raiding them or are they being...
They're being raided, but they can't do nothing. Basically, it's the equivalent of back in the day when people used to have like illegal drinking dens or illegal blues. We were brought up in the Jamaican area.
Okay.
So we used to have like illegal blues parties.
Oh, that's kind of so break that down. You would go into a party and motherfuckers are jamming on saxophones and flutes and this and all kinds of shit, or
it's
what?
It's just people's houses.
Okay. And how many people would be in like jamming in the house, like realistically?
Between like 20 to 50 people.
Alright, 20 to 50 people.
Yeah, not a lot, but like that put like installing.
And
it's all the crew. Yeah,
all
then
the
it's
crew.
All the like sound system, but they're always big into the sort of bass.
Okay.
And the sound system to Jamaicans. And
it was
like sort of like reggae and reggae. And then afterwards in the morning a little bit of lovers rock. But you know, you could go in there and party, smoke. You could buy like drinks illegally, but it was just like an illegal party, and it's changed now because now the old blues parties have gone, and what's replaced it is like, you know, private members clubs,
smoke clubs
in the UK.
But are the members clubs
social
still
clubs.
Social clubs? Let's say. They still have jazz themed stuff going down, or that kind of just went away, and now it's like more hip hop or more like trance and DJ music
at
and stuff.
At the moment,
no?
it's more UK grime.
Okay,
which is
so
people
what,
like Dizzy Rascal and Skepta.
Okay,
a lot of these UK artists. And
let's check out a UK artist, see if it'll pop up here. What was one you just said?
Dizzy Rascal.
Okay, so Dizzy.
Yeah.
Dizzy. Rascal.
Want to try any of these ones?
Yeah, let's try another I tried that lemon, which is good. Yeah. What other oils we got? Let's hit something else. What'd you bring today?
A sour lemon, Juanita La Reina. We got Fire OG, and we got a Badass CBD.
Let me do the Fire OG, and let's see what's
fire,
up.
Fire is the only way to go.
All right, so Dizzy Rascal, let's check it out. You got the Dirty Love. Oh no, here go. No, here it goes. Fix up, look sharp.
Oh yeah, there you go.
You know this one?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
It's to all my English boys.
Yeah, shout out to our boys, Dizzy Rascal. And to all you guys around in your cars, driving in, going into work, wherever you are, what are you guys smoking on? You got some oil, you got some wax, you smoking on some nuggets? Well, while you're chilling and baking with us, we got a little Dizzy Rascal. And we got some Fire OG. And I'm telling you, like, this shit is fire. This is great. I'm going to take this down for a second. Why don't you, Jay, why don't you let everybody know a little bit about the products you have while I suck down this glorious-looking piece of oil you put on for me? Give everybody a breakdown of the four different things you have.
All right, today we got the sour lemon. It's basically a combination of OG and sour diesel. Then we got the Juanita La Reina. That was brought out from Resin Seeds Company, Canatonic. It was a pheno we selected, really nice one. There's a Badass CBD, that's a Badass OG, crossed with the Juanita La Reina. And we got, let's see, Fire OG. Fire OG is just pure fire, just old school, original, from my boy Big C. I'd say it's like...
Shout out to the Fire OG.
Yeah, that's
that kind of almost tasted like sweet honey kind of. I don't even know what kind of taste came through right there. That was like...
Yeah, that cut has been held on
that
to
wasn't
since
even,
a pre-98. So wow. That's one of the originals.
So a pre-98, not some... Which means it ain't something that's some bullshit thing that came out now that people are saying, because a lot of the strains change its form so much, you know? And the thing is don't... Do you find that a lot of your strains that you even fuck with, that you came here to America now to just check out and all the different strains and see, like, people are just changing up names to shit that you knew you was like, oh, no, that shit's really this, or, oh, it's been renamed over.
The last time I was here was 2 years ago.
Okay.
But, like, during those 2 years... You know, I'll keep my eye out and look about what's new, to gelatos, to biscottis, and Girl Scouts, and a lot of orders, Skittles and things. But
a lot of that stuff, again, Girl Scout, this, like, these are all names of strains that people made up just like the past 5 years.
Exactly. And
it never existed. So all you guys realize that there are these strains that he's been growing and doing since the 90s, right? I mean, a long time, right? Or early 2000s.
And that's the thing now. It's basically the cannabis social scene has changed. It's revolutionized. The way, people are pushing like brand new strains and varieties, especially with help of social media. You know, you can really, really push a strain now. But like a lot of these, to the old school guys such as myself and a lot of old school guys, will smell it and taste it. And you know what? I've tasted this somewhere.
Yeah, right. I've tried something similar to this week already.
I've smoked a few samples, and I've looked at it. And, you know, I've heard about it first already on social media and
people,
my friends pushing it.
And let me ask you, are you as pleased trying it now when people are talking about it and saying, hey, man, wait till you get to Cali and try some of this shit? Were you actually like, oh, who knows if it's actually that good? But
yeah,
what's your opinion?
There's some fire.
Uh-huh.
say out of... out of the like 7 or 8 new strains I tried, the biscotti, the gelato, the OZ Kush, the Hell's Angels, the King Louis.
What do you think about the King Louis, just out of curiosity? Because everybody seems to be big raving about it, but I really don't know if it's really, is it that good?
For me, my personal taste palette, you know, for me, what I like to do, like, is a weed that you can smoke. How can you explain it? All day, every day, from the moment you woke up, to your last joint in the evening. You want something that you can smoke, you know, and enjoy. And for us in England, back in the day, it was cheese. It was cheese which had that. As well, being in England, the actual tradition is spliffs. We've all spliffs, which is like a tobacco. You put half a cigarette.
Yeah, so that's
with literally 0.3.
So let's talk about this now. A lot of people in America don't realize that most of the people in Europe don't smoke weed straight on its own.
Yeah, we smoke spliffs.
Let alone taking the weed, coating it in oil, putting it in keef, and adding all this other concentrated shit that we do to it. Yep. They must think we're fucking nuts, huh?
It's just a total different world out there. But you know what? After traveling the world, around the world for the last 10, 15 years, it's cultures. Every place, every spot has their own culture.
Sure.
So for us, we were brought up with tobacco. And rolling up a joint in like a Rizla papers.
Sure.
And then, but that's what was so special about the cheese, because the cheese was one of the few sort of joint spliffs that you could smoke, and the power of the weed overtook the taste of the tobacco.
Oh, I see. Okay, so the cheese was so strong.
Yeah.
It kind of blended out the thing. Yeah. So. And how do you feel about just smoking it straight?
For us, I still smoke a little bit of like hashish with tobacco, with marijuana. So, smoking joints is the way forward. Yeah, smoking joints is the way forward.
Shout out to the Moroccan motherfuckers. And what they used to do is they didn't do water. What they did is they took all the bud, right, and they just brought it into a room that they closed in.
Yeah, they would shake the shit out of it.
And then just let all the crystals fucking fall onto these screens, right?
And literally, like, the longer you beat it, the lesser the quality would be, but the higher the amount of yield you get.
And then they would take it
and
press it in these fucking presses into like a plate, right? And it would make like a, not a brick, but they had a different name for it back then,
blocks,
right? Blocks or something like that.
They needed to be like 100 grams or 500 grams, because here in Europe as well, we have a totally different like metric system.
Yeah, the whole so when someone buys weed in London, let's say, right?
Everyone buys an ounce. Okay. Everyone knows what an ounce is.
Oh, so, but nobody buys less than an ounce?
Everyone buys like we'll start at the bottom. You just started first smoking, you'd either buy like a 10 or a 20 bag.
Okay.
Like a £10 bag or a 20 bag.
Yeah.
And afterwards you moved up to like a quarter ounce, like half ounce, but they
do sell quarters and eighths now.
But what they don't know about is pounds. They don't.
It's only kilo.
You'll say to them, oh, I'll sell you a pound of bud here. But you tell that to an English guy, he's just going to look at you like, where the hell is this guy from?
Because they ask for a kilo, right?
It's like kilo, quarter kilo.
So, for example, a kilo, just explain to people, is what, 2.5 pounds?
2.2. 1,000 grams.
So 2.2.
And then also 250 grams, which is a quarter kilo.
Okay.
Yeah. It's also known as a 9 bar because it's 9 times 28.
9 times 28.
So
we used to go to people.
This is fucking crazy. It's kind of fucking me up on the Wake and Bake show today. You guys have anybody you want to shout out to, man? Any Instagram, stuff like that? It's Jay, man.
Just check out Purple Properties, Los Marihuanos, Big Buddha Seeds, Nectar Sector.
My man, any shout outs for you?
Yeah, man. I've got my own little personal Instagram account, Big Buddha Talks, BigBuddhaTalks. Also, I've got obviously my website.
Big Buddha Talks.
Yeah.
for all you stoners out there, hit that shit up and check it all out for sure.
But like, also if you go onto YouTube and like just type in Big Buddha Cheese.
Big Buddha Cheese.
You know, or Big Buddha.
The Buddha Cheese. And I believe Pony from Los Marijuanas, I was remembering in his catalog.
Yeah,
shout out to Pony.
Yeah.
He wrote a song about you.
Yeah.
It's called The Buddha Cheese.
Yeah.
So I feel very blessed to be with the man that I've been listening to Pony's songs, because he wrote that song for you fucking at least 10 years ago probably, yeah. Right?
Plus also we've got the Blue Cheese as
and
well.
You could check his song out, I believe, on Spotify.
Yeah.
And Los Marijuanas. Yeah. You can hear the song dedicated to him. And let me see if it actually pulls up.
Yeah, Los
that would be
yeah.
funny. Buddha.
I think it's called Buddha Bless. I think it may be. Big shout out to Pony Boy.
Let's check it out. Let's go to Pony. Let's go to Los Marijuanos.
Buddha Bless, I think it's called.
Marijuanos. Whoop. Los Marijuanos. All right, let's see if we have Buddha Cheese. Let's see all these other ones. Let me see. I bet you it's on here. It's got a lot of his songs.
But not that one.
Let me see. let's put something on. Time to get high for a second. Because we're almost done today. While we get high on, let's pick one more thing to hit.
Oh yeah, Pony Boy.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Pony Boy.
That's funny. Well, we don't have the cheese, but when you get a chance, Pony did do a great song to him. I'm gonna take a little final dab of, what am I smoking right now? Is this my sour lemon or something that I like, or which one do we get?
That was the Juanita La Reina.
Ah, the CBD, set it up. Smooth, man. This is some smooth shit. See, I wasn't even coughing. Well, a little coughing, but. Woo! Now, the CBD kicks your ass in the morning. Kicks your ass in the morning. That was good right there. That tasted good. Oh, yeah. It's time to get high. Thank you guys for coming on the show. Just remember, everybody out there, Purple Haze Radio on Dash Radio. Live concerts, cannabis shows. Check out our cannabis talk shows at 7:10 a.m., 4:20 a.m., 4:20 p.m., and high noon Pacific. Check out our cannabis talk shows, and then check out our music schedule on Purple Haze Dash Radio. On Dash Radio, download it, let it go to your friends, and just remember, it doesn't matter what your day's like. You get up in the morning, enjoy your day. Don't let the bad things in life bother you. There's always so many things that can get you down, but there's always some good bud. There's always some good medicine to smoke. And just remember, the day can always get better. And at some point in time when you're at work, when you're on your way home, you'll have that time to get high. You'll have that time to take that medical break.
Stay blessed.
Stay blessed, that's blessed. For sure. Keep smoking, keep toking. Keep rocking and enjoying everything that you do with your day. It's the time to get high if you're wherever you are in the world. Remember, check us out on Wake and Bake Show on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Then Puff Tough Show with Pony Boy Los Marijuanos on Monday and Friday. On Wednesday, the Jason Brown Show. And then check out at high noon, Amir and Charlo Green. You guys, Puff Tough. My name is Andrew Pizzicalo, CEO of Purple Haze Properties. You guys have a blessed, blessed day, and we'll see you on the next Wake and Bake show. Peace!
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.